Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. And that was a crap wet man. Started well with Bregman. Then got really crappy at the bottom of the first.
Really crappy.
Then got good in the fourth. Then got really crappy again in the, what was it, the sixth? Anyway, sixth or seventh?
No. It was a sixth. Is it sixth or fifth?
Yeah. No,
it was a sixth. It wasn't seventh.
It was a sixth.
It was a sixth then. Yeah, Zach just...
Yeah, it was a sixth.
You're at a point now where Zach... Zach Greinke just can't... Once he has one of those innings, it's over for him because he came back.
He shut him down the rest of the way.
But what I mean is he couldn't go more than four.
Well, he could have. He still only threw 84 pitches.
But that's his pitch count with the Astros. Well, that's what it is.
No, it's not. He's gotten thrown over 100 pitches.
Rarely.
Yeah, but he does. And but again, once again, the manager doesn't have any faith in him.
Well, they also, anytime he was up to almost 60 pitches after two innings. So, I mean, he... settled down. His stuff was looking pretty good. I mean, he looked pretty standard.
And why take him out?
But that's the problem, though. You're going to have to go to the bullpen with Zach Greinke. It's just what it is. Well, no, even when he's good, you're going to have to go multiple innings with the pen.
That's not true. That is not true.
If the Astros
have to go multiple innings with the bullpen,
you don't have to.
Go look at every start.
Seven innings, eight innings. I mean, he's three of his starts, he's thrown seven innings.
And then the other three, he's thrown what?
Well, because he pulls him. He threw 85 pitches. He threw 84 pitches. He pulls him.
Can I ask you about his Dusty's process? If they had scored a run in the bottom of the fourth to give Zach the lead, would he have let him come out to try to get a win?
Probably.
But I don't understand. No, see, here's why I don't think so. Well, I think it's purely pitch count. I don't think it has anything because, look, Click has done the same thing as Leno. This isn't any different than what Leno and AJ did. This is no different.
Dusty, I know, and it's wrong. It was wrong in the World Series, and it's wrong now.
But it's not changing. We can argue that, but it's not changing
it's
the
not
reality.
Like he's throwing. He's throwing his arm out. He's throwing it up there.
Agree
so wait a minute. He's thrown 82 in the first outing, but they were up 8-1. Okay, but he still came and pulled him. 96, 90, 91, 107, 85, 84. There's no reason that you're pulling that dude when he's rolling along with 84 pitches.
But you said they let him go 100. They've let him go 100 once this year.
100.
They're not going to. They don't. And they're not going to let him go to another inning when they're facing the third time. The
only reason they didn't is because they were through seven one time. They were through seven again. I mean, so he threw 91 in eight innings.
But what's the reality? I don't care what you think the Astros should or shouldn't do. The reality is when Zach Greinke pitches, more times than not since he's been an Astro, the bullpen gets a workout. And that's not good for this team because this bullpen is just not good enough to hang tight. Now, you know, I didn't think they were terrible yesterday. They just had an inning. But that's all it took was that inning, and you were done.
No, and you're wrong about that, too. Four times he's gone six, seven, or eight innings. Three times he's gone fours plus. Okay, so the bullpen doesn't get a – yeah. Four plus.
When is that the...
No, that's three
four
times.
Terrible.
Four times he's gone six or seven eight.
He's paid $30-plus million a year, and we're out here cheering for him going five innings.
No, I'm over here cheering for him. How about let him stay in the damn game?
It's never going to happen.
It already has, Lance. I don't know why you're saying this.
No, it's not. They don't let him unless his pitch count is low.
No,
his pitch count
107
has to be low.
Pitches
one
over...
One time.
And 91 through eight. And another time that he threw 96 through 7.
91 through 8 is phenomenal. His pitch count has to be low.
This is on Pawpaw Dusty. You don't go get him when he's rolling along after he had a rough start. He only threw 84 pitches. Let the dude throw more.
So this is now four people. You're saying it's on Dusty, but it's on Dusty, AJ, James Click, and Leno. This is all
okay,
for him. It's an organizational...
Okay, eight outs to go. Whose fault was it?
No, obviously it's his. It's an organization because... The pitch count was still low. They don't want him seeing hitters X amount of times, and it's an organizational decision. I don't even think it's Dusty's decision.
Oh, you really
at this
don't?
Point.
When he's gone 7, 8, and 7 already
year. Look at how he treats other pitchers. Other pitchers can get treated differently than him.
No, you know what? Pawpaw does it to all the guys. Urquidy, from 4 2/3.
Then it's an organizational.
You know what? We're McCullers. You've got a pitch count.
Well, McCullers
from four,
has a high pitch count, and he's had multiple.
No,
injuries.
He does this all the time. This was the wrong move yesterday.
But AJ did it all the time too. It's an organizational.
Yeah, and it was
decision.
The wrong move then. Greinke is a Hall of Famer. Let him throw some flipping
it
pitches.
Wasn't, it's going to matter yesterday. Greinke wasn't. You were already.
No,
you're
the inning
hit
you pulled him out. They
the
sucked.
Fifth. You're going to. No, what? No, the very next inning.
Yes, Belak started getting well. No, Belak came in and got him out, and then they
the
blew
one
up. But even still,
you weren't winning the game because you didn't get enough runs, and you weren't going to win the game because Zach Greinke was in.
No,
later.
You lost the game because Yuli won't get off the damn first base.
Yeah.
What the hell?
That was not
get
good.
Off the base, Yuli. That's crap. You know what? Yuli's been playing much better first base. He was bad at when he first started there. He's been playing much better. To have him standing on the base when the ball is right there instead of getting off the base and getting the ball, that is dumb.
You know, I was thinking about this, too. That ground ball, what game was it that hit the base? What game was that?
That was a few games.
You know, you could
that
have
was
actually,
a McCullers
we
game.
We could see it. Yeah, the McCullers game. We could see that. You could see it coming a mile away. That's one where maybe you actually run up, charge and attack because it's going slowly. Maybe you go and attack the ball as quickly as you can to smother it in case it does hit the base and get it instead of giving it so much room to bang off the base and shoot left or right and turn into a bunch of runs. But this team is not my entire point is this team is not going to be able to withstand trips to the bullpen. They're just not. They aren't good enough in the bullpen to have a situation where they got a bunch of pitchers who don't go more than five innings. 6, 7, 8, 9, that's no good. That's no good until Fromber gets back and you move a better pitcher to the bullpen. Right now, I don't feel like they're trustworthy. And I'm across the board. We haven't seen enough of Scrub, but it feels like Belak, Scrub, I guess Stanek is relatively trustworthy or has been earlier in the year. But tell me the trustworthy bullpen guys.
Presley is trustworthy. We'll
but
see.
They're coming to him.
We'll
late
see if how Paredes does. We'll see. You know what?
You got to wait
you
for him.
You got to wait for him. And when Garcia goes to the bullpen, Brian Abreu, good Lord. Seems like every time he's out there, he's giving
Abreu
up.
Has turned into Joe Smith.
Joe Smith sucks. Good Lord. I mean,
how many guys do you want to suck?
As soon as you get Fromber and Odorizzi back, you start moving some good guys into the bullpen, and you can get rid of some of the dead weight. That's what
well,
you
but
know. What?
Abreu, this really sucks with Abreu because he's big, he has a lively arm, and they cannot get him to become the pitcher they want him to become.
No,
we're still a little early, but I mean, relatively speaking, but still, it's just not what you want.
Yeah. Listen, the Yankees have come out of it. They were terrible to begin with. They still. You know, they came in with a .221 batting average, but that lineup is so good. They're going to be right up there near the top by the time this is all said and done. And Stanton, just go do your steroids somewhere else. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you with your turning your back to the pitcher and just hitting everything to right field like a you know what? I'm
like
sick
a hitter?
Of, and you that woman blowing up the trash can.
I really wanted that win yesterday.
You know,
just the booing started good, and then it fizzled out as the Astros started to make their comeback. And then how about the home run that wasn't? I thought for sure, although it did feel weird that it popped way up in the air. I thought Yuli for sure had banged that one out of there.
Yeah,
and then that kind of stole a little bit of momentum from the Astros because instead of being 4-3 lead, it turned into a 3-3 tie. That was all she wrote. There was no more Astros.
It's funny. If that ball does go out, Greinke probably comes back in the fifth. He probably does at 84 pitches. And you know what? That would have been just fine. Then you got one less inning out of that bullpen. But, yeah, before the game, you know, I got a picture of a guy, and he's got a picture of Oscar the Grouch with Altuve's face on him. Isn't that cute? Aren't you cute, you guys? You sure? Oh, my goodness. How creative are you guys? And they're taking pictures of each other with this, and they handed out. There was an Astros fan that was posting, and they gave me this. It's a Trashtros mouse pad. Congrats. Oh, how nice. How awesome for you. Did we hurt your feelings? Did we hurt your feelings, Yankee fans? You guys could have won it. You wouldn't have beat the Dodgers. You suck. You all suck. New York sucks. You all suck. So suck it. I'm
don't
serious.
Let them get in your head.
I'm not. They're not my head.
Oh. Oscar the Grouch. You guys got an Oscar the Grouch? And then you were blowing up inflatable trash cans? Oh, how original.
You know this is going to happen more than... Like, this is only the very beginning, because not all the fans are in the stands. Until each fan gets to the game, gets their licks in, they're not going to care.
No, right.
This is going to be... And Dusty was asked about it in a post-game presser. He's like, yeah, you know, I mean, it's a little disappointing. I'm like, I wouldn't even address the question if I were Dusty. It's going to come up. Dusty, it's not something, like, fans have the right to boo or whatever. Just ignore it.
Well, you know the Yankees had extra security for this ballgame.
Well, you have to.
They had one. There was like one every, it was 20% capacity, and they were worried about these people doing, I mean.
Well, I guess. I mean, it's not like.
No. I mean,
Raider fans or 49ers fans, but you still have to worry about them.
Yeah, Yankee fans suck. We would have won it all if it wasn't for you cheaters.
Somebody asked, my wife was
asking. By the way, who got admonished by the league that year? Oh, the Yankees and Red Sox.
They don't care.
Oh, well, really?
Because we're the only people who care. Literally, nobody else cares. Nobody else cares if anyone else cheats. It's only one thing that matters, and that's only because they found out about it. After the fact, 2 years after the fact. Maybe if the Astros had banged trash cans and you found out about it in 17, maybe no one would have said anything. Maybe they wouldn't care, but once they won a title, they cared. I know this much. My wife was asking about Yankees fans. Like, she said, is everyone like, why are they so mad? And I said, because the Astros beat them on their way to the World Series. And when the Astros have to play L.A. in L.A., it's going to be the exact same thing. I mean, the Angels, Dodgers fans made the trip to watch an Angels game just to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It with limited capacity. When they are finally allowed out of their homes in L.A., they are going to be able to come in. They're going to come in throngs to boo the Astros in L.A. It'll be worse than it was in New York. Well, no, they're a little too laid back. But New York will really be bad. It'll be bad for a long time. L.A. will be bad. I don't care. That's what's going to make it better if the Astros are just sticking up somebody's ass with, you know, hits with men in square. It's okay, Dale. It's okay. I can say it. I know it sounds bad the way I said it.
Wow.
But the runners in scoring position, just hold on to a lead if you're a bullpen pitcher. Just rally if you're a hitter.
I know, but do you have to be so aggressive with the kids?
Stick it up
there. Stick it up the Yankees' collective asses. Whoa.
Yeah. The players, the fans, absolutely. That's the best thing. When you hit on the road, when you win on the road is the best thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And last night would have been great. The first day, kid.
What are we talking about as far as, are we talking?
I don't know.
Just something. I don't know.
Wow, not that, Del.
Hey!
You want the whole thing?
Don't put up a Doug Fister.
But I know that you do that on the road. I mean, had the Astros gone in and swept on the road in their first day to scream at them and bang on trash cans and all that, how good would that have been?
Yeah.
To sweep in Yankee Stadium.
I like this. Did you hear the chant at the Astros? That's fun. To me, that's fun. Okay? You don't like the Astros? That's fun. But all your clever little garbage cans, and you're wearing an Oscar the Grouch. Stop! You might as well say Houston, you have a problem.
Well, Roberto,
why
says,
don't you just do that?
You see, Roberto says, he said, "Dude, relax. Yankee fans are in his head. My wife and I are Yankee fans, and son and daughter-in-law are Astros fans, and we are tired of all the cheating talk. Every team cheats." Dodgers, Yankees,
the Astros aren't in my head. The Yankees aren't in my head. I just think you're old. I think you're. It's sad. I think you people are sad, Roberto. Yes, you Yankee fans are sad. You didn't win because the Astros were better. Okay, that's all. You didn't win because the Astros beat your ass. Man, we didn't win. 714 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, come hang with us.
We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud and we shout it loud. Our brand of baseball is great.
ESPN 97.5. Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, Alex, so much has been made of this series, that you guys' first meeting in a while. But what was your takeaway from the reception from the fans tonight? Did you ignore it? Did you hear much of it on the field? What was your takeaway from it?
I think we just tried to focus on taking good swings, competing, and worrying about baseball.
There's Breggers. That's my nickname for him, Breggers. He homered in his first at-bat. Said, shut up, Yankee fan, a-hole fan. And then, not much. Stanton homered. Stanton's a beast. I hate Stanton. I hate Judge. I hate Stanton. I hate them all. Urshela, you can all suck it. Don't like you, any of you. I don't. It's I just dislike the Yankees. You know what? I've always disliked the Yankees, and I dislike them more.
I just like the Dodgers even more than the Yankees.
They're being little bitches. Now that they're, yeah, the Dodgers are little bitches too. Do you know the Dodgers are the worst?
Yeah, but the Yankees cheat.
Do you know
that's what makes this more, it pisses you off more, is you know the Yankees are cheaters.
Yeah, they're cheaters.
They
too.
Literally have Garrett Cole out
they
there.
They had Beltran come over and say, you guys are way behind on your cheating.
We cheated better.
Yeah.
You should see the way we as Yankees cheat.
Yeah.
He literally said that.
You guys are behind on cheating.
Why are you cheating like a bunch of non-Yankee cheaters instead of cheating like Yankee cheaters?
So,
this is the Yankee way of cheating.
Yes.
Yankee style.
Let me bring Yankee cheating to the Astros.
And a Yankee face. It's a test kid. You're scared of grouch. And your own mother. Your own mother, Bregman. The way you cheat. Yankees do it the right way. We do it the right way. No, but the Yankee cheating way. Beltran was showing us the Yankee cheating
way. I want to see some signs out there about where's the letter? Where's the letter? Okay. How come the letter hasn't been opened yet?
It's not doctor in the ball. It's safety. It's baseball safety. Maybe stop and learn something. When you got better grip on the ball, you're less likely to hit somebody. You like getting guys hit in the face and breaking a jaw and over the bone? Is that what you like? We're trying. Garrett Cole is trying to put stuff on the ball to keep you safe. You're banging on trash cans. You're ruining people's careers. You're taking their careers from them. You're costing people money, and people are losing jobs because of you, Astros. They can't play baseball anymore. You stole people's jobs. Garrett Cole is out there protecting humanity, putting some stuff on the ball so you can have a better grip so you don't get hit in the face.
Look.
Don't compare the two.
ESPN just loved this last night. They just loved this. Every cheating... The woman blowing up the trash can. Oh, my goodness. It's so embarrassing. You're all embarrassed. ESPN, you're as embarrassing as Yankee fans. This was terrible. Yuli, get off the bag. What are you doing? Why you got your foot on the bag and watching the ball go past you? Get off the bag and get the ball. One run scores instead of three.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Then
with two outs, he did that. With two outs, he did that.
And they said Machete is not going to play today. He's not lost long term. They were lucky.
Yeah.
But he's definitely hurt.
And it couldn't happen to a nicer guy than Odor.
I don't think angry Yankee fans going to make a comeback.
No, you're screaming in your throat. What is wrong with you? He has zero throat.
That was
and he's screaming.
Your throat game.
By the way, do you know who the worst team in the National League is over the last more than two weeks?
The Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
No, it's
4-12 over their last 16.
You know, we're in a weird time. You look at LeBron's now talking about, what? LeBron didn't have one thing to say about playing basketball.
No,
now
he's
like, playing basketball is wrong.
It's the worst.
It's going to hurt people, and the injuries, and the people are going to die. They could have death from COVID. Like, what? LeBron, what are you talking about? It's not right that the Dodgers or Lakers or whatever should have to play in a basketball game. Well, you guys suck right now. All the best teams, the Knicks have winning streaks. The Yankees are hitting .220. The Astros are almost a .500 team. It is a weird It is a weird, weird time in basketball, in baseball. Teams are just off to very, very strange starts, and we still haven't gotten back to, like, we're used to things happen, normal things happening. You know who the one seed is in the West? In the NBA? You know who the one seed is?
Phoenix.
Yeah. It's the Suns.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
Chris Paul again.
Is Chris Paul the MVP?
He ain't winning it.
No, they won't give it to him. But Chris Paul.
I saw Stephen A. talking about it yesterday. Stephen A. talks about it, then it's
him
real.
Him and Kendrick Perkins can talk about it, but Jokic is winning that thing.
No, he won't be first, but he really does deserve votes. I mean, he really does.
It's Jokic, no?
Yeah, Jokic is winning that thing.
I like him, Jokic. He's a Jokic.
That thing has bounced around a little bit, that MVP talk this year.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, I mean.
But I guess James took himself out with injury. LeBron being hurt, James being hurt.
Embiid missing
Steph isn't going to get it because, you know, they don't have the team to get it, even though Steph is up over 31 points a game now and shooting over 42% from three.
Yeah, I just don't see how he can win it.
He's not.
He's not going to win it. He's been spectacular, though. He had 37 last night in their loss. Been spectacular. Anyway, 713-780-3776 if you would like to get in here with us. The Astros lose last night. That was you know what? When they came back and it was tied at three, it was like, oh, here we go. Come on, boys. Yeah. Shut them up. Shut them up. And they couldn't come through. Because Pawpaw, stay in the dugout. Can somebody please, is there any chance that you get Pawpaw to just stay in the dugout? Can Strami just go here? Sit here. No. Wait, I'll tell you when to get up. No, Pawpaw. Mm. Sit here.
Do you still have confidence all the time in Greinke? Are you always confident about Greinke?
I am. I'd much rather have Greinke out there than Brian Abreu.
What were you saying in that first round, in the first inning?
Pardon me? I saw a guy give up three runs, and then I saw him shut him down.
When Raheel texted with his social anxiety ass.
He didn't say. It wasn't very complimentary.
It wasn't complimentary. I remember it was something.
I'm sorry. He gave up three runs.
I'm not blaming. Yeah, see, he gave up three runs, and then he got it together.
To the Yankees.
And he got it together.
Yeah. He had it going on.
And he looked good after that.
Yeah.
He actually looked good.
So then let's put in Brian Abreu right away, or Belak, or whatever.
And then Abreu. And the killer about the Abreu thing is, sure, he's struggling. 0-2 pitch, good pitch, got him roll over.
And yeah, actually, that was just bad luck
for Abreu. He should have got out of that.
He should have gotten out of it. Yeah. He should have got out of it. But he hasn't been.
No.
He just hasn't been. I have a lot of confidence in Greinke.
What do you think?
I want Greinke on the mound, yeah.
What do you think about what Lamont says here? Houston fans don't like people not liking them. We are way too sensitive as a fan base. I don't give a bleep what no other fan base thinks about the Astros.
Yeah, I don't. We're too sensitive.
I think it's what gets me is the hypocrisy. I can't stand a lack of inconsistency anywhere in society. I hate it.
That's the key.
And that's what really irritates me.
And especially
me.
From the Yankees, how hypocritical they are.
That's what I mean. It's just, I think it's the inability for people to just be consistent is kind of maddening to me. But it's across all levels on anything. It could be politically, societal, sports. It doesn't matter. My kids. I can't stand inconsistencies. My kids.
Your young kids are inconsistent with their opinions on things. Isn't that what kids do?
That's why they're on my. That's why they're on my list.
I can't stand hypocrites.
Better get more consistent.
I just can't stand hypocrites, and they're hypocrites.
Kids are the biggest hypocrites. Oh, you mean the Yankee fans and Lance's kids?
Oh no, Lance's kids are great.
My kids are not hypocrites.
They're not hypocrites. The Yankee fans are hypocrites.
Okay.
The Yankees are hypocrites. The fans are hypocrites. The judge is a hypocrite. Everybody's a hypocrite.
Who?
The judge who won't open the letter.
Oh, the letter opening. Yeah.
Yeah, the letter opener judge.
But do we have literally any update on that? Like, have we heard?
No.
It's buried.
What do I Google to even see that?
You're not going to find it's buried.
Yeah, it is buried.
You remember that scene at the end of one of the Indiana Jones movies where they're just pushing the Ark of the Covenant away in a cart and it gets locked away with all the other secrets.
Yeah.
That's where this thing is. Forget about it. It's over.
Okay, you know when that... Okay, so I've got the... Do you know when judge orders letter from MLB unsealed? Do you know when that happened? Take a guess of the date. See
December
how close you can get
December of 20?
June 13th of 20.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're coming up on a year. We're coming up on a year.
It's
and then June 15th, from Crawfish Boxes, local fan site. June 15th, are we one unsealed letter away from hell? Where the Yankee, and then the headline is, were the Yankees involved in sign stealing too? That's June 15th.
The Yankees were involved in sign stealing.
Let me hit
They were admonished in 2017. Yes, they were involved in sign stealing. You little hypocritical biatches. I am so tired
of
you.
I'm going to just write unsealed letter Yankees, and I'm going to see what pops up on Google News.
Let's first find out about insurance, and then you can pop that up. You're going to get a pop-up. Oh,
there's no reason, because you're not going to find anything.
Pop up for you?
He's going to have a pop-up, yeah.
Yeah.
talk about insurance, Lance.
Oh, TG, I'm reading this. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
I know
here?
You're reading when you should be talking.
Back, talking, something not that, reading.
Use your lips while you're reading. Read
Yankee
the
President Randy Levine you goes off during sign-stealing
for
letter
the insurance.
Hearing. Oh, my gosh, this is just going to be a problem when we come back from a break. I can tell you that. Hey, so listen, TGS Insurance, this isn't tricky. It's very simple. When you have a homeowner's insurance policy, it needs to be an A-rated insurance policy. A-rated is the type of coverage that you get. And it's a company that is trustworthy, reliable, dependable. But the big difference here is that for many of you, you continue to pay rates that are astronomical. Because once you get locked in with one company, you tend to stay with that company for a longer period of time, especially if they give you a quote-unquote bundle. But what you end up doing is seeing incremental rises in your cost, and when that happens, you don't think anything of it. Over time, that turns into thousands of dollars that you end up losing. And TGS Insurance, did you know that their average savings on homeowners insurance, and this really blows me away every time I say it, is about $900 annually. $900, that is people really throwing away money. And this is for A-rated insurance companies. They aggregate the A-rated insurance companies and get a quick quote for you when you text the word money to 232323. It's that simple. Within 15 seconds, you'll have your firm quote, and you'll find out if you're overpaying for homeowners insurance. Text the word money to 232323 and let them give you a competitive quote for your homeowners insurance.
If you can't get enough of your favorite ESPN 97.5 show, we've got just the thing for you. And it's not f***ing safe for work.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
For all the uncensored interaction, head over to twitch.tv/ESPN97.5.
Say what?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
There's a pretty good recording of them chanting F. Altuve, Yankee fans, last night. Unfortunately, it happened right after the collision at home plate where two guys are laying on the ground. New York Baseball Podcast says Yankee fans are classless. They're chanting F. Altuve right after a serious collision at home plate, leaving two players hurt. These are the same fans that threw baseballs at Rays players when they couldn't handle losing to them. Worst fan base in baseball. I agree. You suck. You suck. When was the last time the Yankees won? 2009. Haven't been to the World Series since 2009. They're not going back this year.
Trash-ass organization.
They are. They're trash. Trash ass city, trash ass organization.
Well,
trash ass fans.
I didn't like that dirty ass trash ass.
That's right. It's New York now, not Philly.
It's all of the above. It's depending on who we're talking about. Yeah. Really. Denzel Mims will be our voice when we think a city is trash.
Yeah.
Dallas.
I didn't like that dirty ass trash ass city.
Yeah. No, that's a dirty ass trash ass city. There's no question. No. We're gonna get our ass kicked by Jacksonville in football this year.
I didn't like that dirty ass trash ass city.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. Miami took all our picks.
They did, didn't they?
Why wouldn't you play?
Guys, sorry.
Are you
at my discretion?
Are you excited about the schedule release today?
Which schedule release? What? For the Texans?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Oh, great.
I got a
go. Can't wait.
Are you gonna? Is that
we
gonna,
used to? This actually used to be a thing. Like, hey,
and John would go through
see
the schedule.
I might, you know, I might go on the road to. I'd hear Texans fans say, "I've got to see which games I want to go on the road."
Uncle Freddie goes every year.
COVID beat some of that up, but not this year. Not this year, just everything's been beat up by just bad football. But it used to be, huh, I can't wait to see who. Well, who's playing here this year?
Well, it's always a good trip.
What Monday night game? Is there a Thursday night game? When are we on Sunday nights, guys?
Well, everybody's got to play Thursday, so that's the only reason. Monday, maybe.
All right, predict your Thursday game for the Texans.
Well, they did Detroit last year, so they got rid of their Thursday game at 11 o'clock in the afternoon.
Who do they play this year?
The Jags.
They got the... You think the Jags? It's going to have to be the first week.
It's the West, right? Arizona, Seattle.
It's going to have to be the first week. Otherwise, zero people will watch.
No. It's the South.
Well, Trevor Lawrence is still there.
They've got the NFC West.
It's the West, yeah.
They got the NFC West and the AFC East.
North.
East.
It's East?
Yeah, Jets.
Really?
Patriots, Bills. Yeah. Oh,
so you can watch all those Dolphins picks play you? Jalen Waddle? Should enjoy that.
Are you sure it's AFC
East? I thought it was AFC North.
It's AFC West. I mean, NFC West. Texans schedule.
He's a season ticket holder. He knows.
Not anymore,
is it? Yeah, he owes them money. They build them.
They got the West, and they got the AFC East. Then the NFC West and the AFC East.
Okay.
Ooh. And then the extra game, the 17th game, is going to be the Carolina Panthers for some reason. I don't know why.
Picked that out of a hat.
They picked that. I don't know. They were the non. Yeah, whatever.
Ooh, I feel a Carolina-Texan game on Thursday.
That could be.
Possibly.
Sam Darnold versus Tyrod Taylor in a battle to rule them all.
But depending on when it's played, it better be Sam Darnold versus Davis Mills.
And their other game is against Cleveland.
You know what? Actually, I think we could get a taste of Jacksonville, Trevor
Lawrence.
That's
what I think.
Yeah, because that way Trevor Lawrence can get a national television.
And Trevor Lawrence can look good.
Yeah. Yeah, right? That's what they want.
I'm telling you, and it's going to be the first or second week of the season because you can't have the Texans on in week 14 because no one will watch it.
Last year, Jacksonville played a Miami team who was coming off a 5-win season. It was the third week. It was the start of the third week. So your thoughts may ring out true.
Wait, do they send the Texans to London to play the Jags?
I don't know. Would that waste their Thursday night opportunity to stash the Texans against the Jags?
Is there going to be a London game?
I don't know this year. Probably not.
We don't know.
I don't think they're doing this year. Maybe not this year.
Problem is, my wife qualified for the Berlin Marathon, and we're still not even sure she can go. They're not opened up.
No, they're not open yet.
At April 1st, the Falcons announced their London game will be played at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. So there's at least one on the schedule. And
two underperforming teams.
Really?
Nice.
They figure Europe's going to be completely open by then?
Okay.
Well, so New York is open 100% July 1st. That's a shocker to me. My buddy who lives there.
20% last night.
Told me there. I know. He said 100% July 1st. I said, are you sure? He goes, yeah, Lance. You know, I'm Russ. The guy who does my contracts. We had lunch with. He goes, yeah, I live here.
Yeah.
It's 100%. I said, are you sure you're not getting some bad info, Russ? Right. July 1st in New York. He goes, yeah. Okay. In Portland, Chad Dewing, who's a friend from Portland who does radio there, he was arguing with fans because I guess their governor or whatever it is won't even let 15% in. They're like shut down the whole state. No one can even go to. And Chad's saying, look, there's all this science. Like Texas has opened up and look how low their numbers are. There's too many dangerous variants. The variants are killing people, Chad. 15% is too dangerous. He's like, no, 15. And I just want to say, look, guys, I want you to see what 15% in the stands look like. You probably couldn't throw a baseball and hit somebody.
Yeah, right.
With 15%. You'd probably miss.
Last night, it was like, holy crap.
You'd probably miss.
That was 20% last night. It looked like there was nobody there.
If I could be at a stadium and every game is 30% or less, it would be a dream come true for me personally.
No.
Yeah.
Delta. I want it packed.
No people there?
I want it packed.
Dale, how about you? Do you like going to games where they're packed?
Everybody's sweating on each other.
Is baseball being played?
Do you ever go to a game and sit in stands ever?
No.
No, not for baseball. Why'd I do that?
For anything.
But not for baseball.
When?
I don't know.
When's the last time you went to a game?
I can't remember because none of my teams play here. So I'm going to go sit and watch the Texans play a game. Why would I do that?
Yeah, to be around people.
You could go Rockets
people,
and Sacramento Kings.
Drink together.
Why would I hug someone I don't know?
Well, you could know people there.
Nah, I'm not
You actually could go with friends.
Why don't
this
you
happened.
Go sit in
I don't know if you heard.
Do you hug your friends? People go to games with friends.
Do you hug your friends?
Why don't you go?
Do you hug your friends at games?
Yes, we hug each other when we're drunk. We
get out of here.
I love you, dude.
Ew. Why don't you just go sit in your friend's suite?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Why don't you do that?
When I get those friends,
you can come sit in my friend's suite. He'll invite you.
I don't want to be the entertainment for your friends.
What? You're not entertaining at all. Don't worry.
You don't have to worry about that.
You will not entertain anyone.
I'm entertaining. You're the entertainment for your friends.
Yeah.
You're the poor they bring along to make
them
laugh.
That's right.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. No, you can join in.
I don't want to be the butt of one of your loud, drunken friends' jokes who think it's funny when it's not funny.
Let's drink!
Like what John does on the show is barely funny. You think your drunken ass is funny? Off the air, beat it.
Let's get Chip in here. Let's talk about Dusty. What do you say, Chip? Chip, you there? Is it Chip? Probably not Chip.
No, that's your guy, Will.
It better be. Will. Hey, Will. You sure you got his name right?
Chip.
Right. Hang up on Chip. He wanted to talk about Dusty Baker. I'm sure he's happy. I'm sure he's thrilled with
this
Dusty.
This Yankee screaming was the worst move that I've made.
You see, that was dumb.
Oh, man.
What is wrong with you?
I'm getting buried right now.
All right. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. Cal met the media yesterday.
Well, they found him at a firehouse.
Yeah.
Well,
firehouse subs. Did,
no.
But anytime. Oh, okay. Actual, listen.
Hey,
I like the meatball soap here.
No.
Cal.
No. They had a sandwich in his hand?
No, that's not what happened. What, did he buy a fire truck? Did he like the big red fire truck? Did he follow it?
He didn't ask.
Did he follow it back to the
station? And it wasn't his firehouse that he built in his office where he does.
And he didn't ask where the Dalmatian was or can I slide down the pole.
Yeah,
none of that stuff happened. Stop making jokes.
He didn't do any of that stuff, John. Stop saying Cal slid down the pole.
How dare you?
And then say choo-choo.
Did Cal
it's a fire truck. Why would we say choo-choo?
Yeah, Cal, don't say choo-choo.
Did Cal just... just follow it there? He was like,
no.
And follow it to the station?
No, there's
Cal,
an event.
We're not allowed to drive right behind a fire truck. This is not.
But follow. I want to follow it.
You can't just follow this fire truck around.
So what was he doing there? Why was he there?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
He was just doing fire
charity stuff.
No, what?
He was doing charity stuff.
Wait a minute.
Hannah was there as well.
Who?
Hannah, his
You're
wife.
You're guessing. You don't know what
No,
he was doing.
I saw, because I grabbed the sound off of Mark Berman's.
All right, what did he say?
I mean, Cal, he's like, he's hoping for a full house.
Was knowledge power. That's all I need.
Well, he feels like Nick Caserio's knowledgeable. We can hear this right now.
Okay.
He is very smart. I think Nick is very smart, and I think you all see that in the way he answers questions and goes about what he does.
The way he answers questions.
He's also fearless in his ability to turn over the roster in a big way. And I think we're in really good hands with Nick. So I'm really excited about him and what all he's done and what he'll do in the future. Because the draft, as he said, is one part of it. And there'll be more chances to add to the team as we move through the different phases of the season.
Okay, so can you play the beginning of that again?
I enjoyed that.
I don't know why it caught me that way.
You enjoyed
can
that.
You,
yes.
Can you play the beginning again?
Sure.
Do it again.
He is very smart.
Why is that funny to you?
Who is he talking about?
He's talking about Nick Caserio. He also mentioned that you can tell, by the way, he answers questions. No, he can't. He doesn't answer any questions.
No, he
doesn't
answer nothing. He's very smart in that he never answers a question.
No, that's why he's very smart. You can tell by the way he answers questions.
That is
hard to understand because he's so smart. Cal, he's just tricking you.
Cal, he's Jedi mind tricking you. Cal asks, so what pick are we going to get in the...
Wow. That's a great question. And, you know, frankly, it could be any number of picks, Cal. And that's a really good question that you ask. And
I mean, you're smarter than me about this. So
when you have a draft, right, you have a variety of picks that they give you, right? And so round one, round two, and typically there are seven rounds, but then there are compensatory picks.
Where do we need players? What positions do we need players?
You know, and that's really all going to depend because currently we don't have a first or second round pick. You know, that could change. We have to see what happens. And so at any point we could need a certain player in a certain round. And so we're just trying to stay fluid and stay nimble, and we are going to try to get as many players with our picks as we can. So if one pick gives us a player that we like and that we think is a Texan, then I think we're in good shape.
Can I have a peanut butter sandwich?
Kyle, yeah. I don't make the sandwiches here.
Yeah, we can absolutely. Jack, can we get him a peanut butter sandwich? Or yeah.
Just
sure.
Peanut butter? You don't want jelly?
No.
Yeah. Can you cut okay? That, it's gonna be, cut would the you like some milk? Off. You know, chocolate you milk? Know, strawberry milk, buddy?
Strawberry milk.
Yeah. Get him some strawberry milk, guys.
This is
we
not
got you
good.
Set up, buddy. It's coming.
Do you think this is the
you know,
most...
I shouldn't say that. I just got two Houston... I just got two...
Yeah, you got a gift from them for the draft. Yeah. Do
and
you?
A pizza.
You
did. I did get a pizza coupon.
Do you think that this is the most disrespectful thing you've ever done? What you, this impression you're putting on right now?
I was just trying to do a...
Not
it's
you.
Right there.
Him.
It's right there.
Yeah, I was just trying to do a standard run-of-the-mill Nick Caserio impression.
Can I have a peanut butter sandwich? What?
Yeah, peanut butter sandwich.
Cal, we're talking about the draft. Peanut butter sandwich?
That was disrespectful.
Yeah. No.
No,
well,
no,
he
no.
Like, he doesn't... You know what's disrespectful? Bringing it with the crust on.
You insulted that's... him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
You think Cal goes into a rage?
This is our owner, okay?
Not my owner.
No, it's your owner.
No.
Yeah, that's your owner.
I would ask you to stop saying that guy's my owner.
Your owner.
No. Do you think...
It's an owner.
You think Cal flies into a rage when he gets wheat bread? Or you think he's more like a
white... Who gave Cal wheat bread?
He's a more of a Wonder Bread guy.
I don't think Cal flies into rages.
No.
That's a good thing about Cal is he seems like a guy that would be fine to hang out with. Like, you're not going to worry about... Did you see the video of the Giant fan? As soon as the Eagles drafted Devontae Smith, he punched holes in his wall.
Yeah.
Because he wanted Devontae Smith. So he punched holes in his wall when the Eagles traded ahead of him. And then his wife said, get upstairs now.
And he didn't.
Like, I he never have to worry. Home. My buddy Michael was a little bit of a hole.
Yeah,
was a,
I had
was
a buddy who was
a wall
too.
Puncher
yeah.
over video games.
Jeff Bly
and stuff.
Used to punch holes in walls yeah. when he was watching the Bulls.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I would never have to worry about Cal being a guy who would
punch
a hole in a wall.
No,
He's going to be very affable. Like, he's like probably fine to hang out with.
When they were
losing
in Chicago, they were sleeping in the suite.
Yeah, you're not going to have to worry about him getting mad. Like, he's fine to hang out with. No. Probably a nice enough guy. I don't doubt that for 1 second. I don't want him running my team. With. But he seems like a nice enough guy.
746 ESPN 975 713-780.
I'll punch a hole.
3776.
ESPN 975.
I assume you knew.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 749 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 to come hang with us. Dr. Funyun has been waiting. He wants to talk on the radio. What do you say, Dr. Funyun?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Good, good. Thank you. Do you guys remember, I guess, this is maybe back in October, you guys did a good day, sir, for the Yankees, or for the Dodgers, I believe, from John Adams?
I'm sorry, say it again?
You guys did a good day, sir, bit, where you emphatically say good day, sir.
Oh, yeah.
A very brutal right. statement.
That's the famous good day, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I wrote one for the Yankees. I'll let you guys
okay.
judge of it. I have but one request, nay, one demand for these fans of the Yankees of York City. I demand that these sons and daughters of whores stop whining like wee baby men. May you take your L's with dignity and your D's with pride. Good day, sir!
Would have hit better after a win.
Dell didn't like the beginning of it. Dell was he had
well,
his hand.
It was a little uncomfortable at the end, but the
yeah,
good day, sir.
I don't like plan.
Yeah, right.
I was uncomfortable, but he was good.
Yeah.
Well, he announced it, which made it more uncomfortable, but it was actually pretty good. Mm. And his good day, sir, had all the vigor that you want.
I do think
it would have hit harder after a win.
Mm-hmm. But I do appreciate
telling the Yankees to take their L's with dignity when they won 7-3. But
yeah.
At least it went over the total, guys, if that is something you cared about.
And I like whores being mentioned.
Yeah, I did like that too. Because that's an old term. That's an underused not an underused term. It's an under discussed term from that time. they would say that. And you know how I know? Because Game of Thrones showed me that that was a word that they said back then when there were dragons. So.
Well, okay.
By the way, I saw a great movie yesterday.
I don't know.
I saw a great movie on Netflix.
You watched other things besides Banshee?
An Oscar. Yeah, I'm done with Banshee. I'll finish that. An Oscar winner. Did you see what won the...
you see how nervous Hannah is in the background while Cal is talking here?
Gotta be.
She's like...
You're always on eggshells.
Oh.
When a public microphone is in front of
you... You gotta play the one where he's talking about the having fans in the stands.
Let me ask you this question, John. If you were Amy Palchik and you were working for the Houston Texans, which she's not anymore, she's with the Jaguars.
Yeah.
She's with Urban Meyer. Do you think she was ever nervous... Especially during the Knowledge is Power Summer.
I don't think we ever saw Cal when Amy was here, though. I don't think Cal ever did anything. No.
Knowledge is Power was when Amy was here.
Oh, it was?
Do you think she was nervous about that?
If I was Amy, I would have said, no, we can't put this out. It's a hostage video.
Do you think she was nervous about that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think that she didn't like it.
Yes.
Oh, that's my guess.
No. Now, so you got the one where he's talking about having fans in the stands?
Why does that one tickle you so much?
I don't know, because... He laughs. He kind of
just play it, Dale. Play all the hits for John.
All right, here it is, Cal.
Because I actually do want to hear the information.
Answering questions about the possibility of fans in the stands in 2021.
That's our hope. Yeah.
Where do you think that needs to be decided?
Well, we're selling tickets now, so hopefully we're going as if it's going to be a full stadium, and we're looking forward to having our fans in there. Having all the excitement of the games that the fans come to enjoy, both before the game and during the game. So we're looking forward to that.
Cal, how big is that to be able if y'all are allowed to do just that?
It's big. It's big for us, for the team, for the city. It's really big.
That's just good old-fashioned information.
No, that's fine. That's good. You know what? They are planning on
everything doesn't have to be a soundbite where we try to get.
Let me ask you this question. Will this be the first year they don't sell out every game?
Nope. They'll sell out. Now, those stands are going to look terrible.
I'll tell you this. It's
going to
look
like a COVID stands.
No, I know. Every single person I've talked to, everyone is saying, I'm giving up my
job. I know, but I want you to remember this, too. This is going to be the first time out and about at live sporting events for a lot of people for a while.
And we've seen it already. People are not going back yet. They're not. Not only are people disgusted with this football team, they're sick of giving them money. People are still not going. There are a lot of people that are not going to venues yet.
Don't you think there'll be people who want to go be part of tailgates and see their friends?
Yes,
and hang out
absolutely.
Again?
No, there'll be plenty of people.
I think that's something you should consider.
There'll be plenty of people. But I think we're heading towards it with a disgust in this city. I'm not calling for a boycott of the Texans, but I've heard people say, if you go to these games, you're part of the problem. And you know what? I kind of believe that, because the only way to get the attention of the organization by fans is by saying, I'm not paying for this product anymore.
So it actually is.
It's the only way.
Well, they've made major changes with the GM and the coach. So what does protesting do when new contracts have been signed?
Fair. Yeah.
And I mean, this isn't, let's get Bill out of here. We're not going to games.
Well, you don't have to go though, but I wouldn't blame people for not wanting to go.
Oh, this
and spend
isn't
money
about,
on this.
Oh, I get it. But as far as protesting, because things have to change, the Texans will respond. We just made giant organizational changes and we're hoping it works out.
Yeah. But look at the way they went about it.
Well, understood. The process was flawed.
The process was horrible.
But the only
thing... decision-making by Cal is... You know what? If you do, here's one thing that you can tell. You can tell Janice McNair, you got to change
the
chairman of the board.
That's the one thing.
Because he is awful.
Yeah.
He is awful.
There's just no way
around. He's not smart enough to run this team. He's just not. And that's what you... You know what? Then you're telling... The Texas board they've got to get a new CEO.
Look, that actually would inspire a lot of confidence, except for who would take over. And I don't have
the smart brother.
I honestly don't have a ton of confidence right now in Nick Cassera. Watching him maneuver is very concerning to me, because he's got this smarter than the world, and I'm not going to talk to Nick. Has basically said, I'm not talking to the fans and I'm not talking to the media. When he talks and he doesn't tell you anything, It's his way of saying, I'm not talking to you. You don't. I'm doing this because I have to do it, but I'm going to give you zero answers. And I find it to be highly disrespectful,
well,
to be honest with you. At some point, you need to understand that your fan base is really tired of your whole operation, the whole 20 years of Texans. And at some point, you probably need to give them some answers and not be so smug with your unwillingness to even answer a freaking
question. I don't see the smugness
that
I saw with Bill O'Brien.
No, it's a different smugness. I don't want to have to tell you anything.
Well, I don't. Privacy. I don't think he.
It's a Patriot smugness.
I don't think he hates it and despises and looks down at people like Belichick does or Bill O'Brien did.
No, I think
it doesn't. I don't feel like.
Okay,
that.
So what about?
I just
the
feel
answers?
Like he doesn't answer any questions
because he doesn't talk like that. He doesn't have that. When he speaks, he doesn't have that. His answers are no different than something you might get from Belichick. Belichick gives you the word salad.
Well, Belichick won't give you that kind of time.
But he gives you.
When you look at and you listen to Caserio, the length of his answers.
Are you getting information?
No.
Are you getting information from Belichick?
No.
It's just a different way of answering. It's the same thing.
But it's nicer.
You're getting fooled because. Because he's not trying to embarrass you.
Well, yeah, he's not.
But it's still a non-answer because you don't deserve an answer.
Right.
Texans fans don't deserve an answer. Texans media doesn't deserve an answer, and that's not okay with me. These are basic, easy questions. You're not giving away trade secrets. Give people who want to follow you and spend money answers. It's okay to not give non-answers all the freaking time. It really is. And just because he does it without smirking and trying to belittle you, it's still a non-answer.
Yeah,
it's no different.
No, I agree with that. I don't know that. I don't feel as offended by him or,
no.
Yeah, I
but
just,
then,
I don't feel like
he's done, did
nearly
you get
as smug as Bill O'Brien. So I don't hate
it's
him
not
as much.
The same. I'm saying it's a smugness that's couched differently. It doesn't look the same. It's packaged differently. But when it's all said and done, aren't worthy of getting an answer.
Yeah, right. That's true. That is true. 750-8 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. When we come back, maybe you'll take back what you said. About Davis Mills. Maybe you will on the other side.
All right.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.